The opinions and commentary expressed on the program you're about to hear do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or its advertisers, but it may weigh heavily on what's between your ears. It's the Krieger Files with Dave Krieger, brought to you by a network of radio stations who care about the communities they serve. Alexa, turn on the Krieger Files.
All right, and some of you may be having some difficulty this morning picking us up. You dialing into libertynewsradio.com and seeing the stream is not available. We do have a call-in line at 631-359-9366. If you're either not getting the stream or you know somebody who wants to listen, you can forward that number to them and get on the air. Yeah, it's amazing. What dominates the news right now is it's all about LeBron James and his kid playing NBA basketball. You know, we're what, 2 weeks out from the election right now? This is a real problem we have here because they want you to focus your attention on stuff that means absolutely nothing to your future and to avoid paying attention to everything that does matter to your future. Yeah, this is just like every other mainstream media, huh? Well, you got 5 minutes of news and 5 minutes of this and 5 minutes of that and 5 minutes of bricks and 5 minutes of whatever. You know, the big problem is what they didn't report was that a Netherlands court has ruled that Bill Gates is going to stand trial in a case involving seven people injured by his COVID jab. He's got everything to do with it. He's promoting it. Albert Bourla, the CEO of Pfizer. Yeah, he's one of the defendants, too. And because the Bill Gates Foundation was involved in combating the corona pandemic, De Telegraph is reporting that Gates is also in the hot seat, that Gates, through his representatives, deliberately misled them about the safety of the vax, knowing the injections weren't safe and effective. Oh, and really? You see, this is the thing. When you start putting your faith in people like this, they're all out to make money. I mean, you know that. They're all out to make money. And when you hear about stuff like this and nobody's talking about it, it's not even a vaccine. This is the problem because nobody bothered to go to timetofreeamerica.com, which is, you know, Clay Clark's site, and look up. Okay, all the stuff is posted there, the patent for Moderna and this modified mRNA. It's not messenger RNA, it's modified RNA. And now the Japanese are saying, hey, this stuff's got abortion medications in it. Abortion stuff. Yeah. You know, whoever gets this shot is never going to be able to have kids. Oh, gee, what a wonderful way to reduce the population. Well, look at it this way. If everybody got that shot, every woman with the ability to get pregnant, we would no longer have the means of having a population and we would be decimated to zero. And that means that all the elite out there that think that their proverbial caca doesn't stink is going to find out sooner or later that there's nobody there to bow down to them and get on their hands and knees and scrub their floors and serve them. Oh my. You see, this is how they think. They think they're better than all of us. Here I thought our Constitution said all men are created equal. But Mr. Gates apparently thinks that, you know, he's better than everybody else. So does Zuckerberg. So does all these other elitists. Bezos. I mean, just name one guy that's got lots of money. You know, if you shut down the banks with an EMP attack and they don't have access to their money, we're all on the same level playing field, folks. And Mr. Gates apparently doesn't understand that. He doesn't get it. And then you wonder why the CDC is now reaching down to the local communities, encouraging kindergartners and U.S. public and private schools to get shots, DPT, MMR, you know, all these little funny things, the DTaP vaccine, diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, measles, mumps, rubella. Excuse me. You know, why are they doing this? Because there's a declining factor involved. That's right. The polio vaccine uptake range was 92.6%, while varicella uptake was 92.4%. Varicella, for those of you who don't know what chicken pox is, now you do. And the thing is, mothers don't trust what's going on now. 280,000 kindergartners did not have documentation of two MMR doses and were potentially at risk for measles. You know what? I'd rather get the measles than take that jab because you don't know what's in it. I mean, I already have people that took that DTaP, the DTP vaccine, and, you know, I told you about this before. They started having seizures. And because of these MMR vaccines, you know, I have a grandson that's type 1 diabetic because of it. And his parents know it. His parents know what caused it. So you wonder why. I mean, it does. It hits close to home. I'm sure all of you have somebody you know that's been affected by these shots. And you wonder why there's so many people now homeschooling their kids because now they don't have to worry about, you know, here you have New York City schools requiring the flu shot. No. You know, influenza vaccines are not mandated to attend public schools in most jurisdictions, but New York City is different because there's so many people living there. The CDC says, well, we can't just let this go. We have to make sure that everybody gets jabbed. This is a problem we have, folks, because your kids are going to get sick. We don't know what's in these jabs. We're just supposed to take science's word for it. And you understand from the news reports, too, that because of the E. coli outbreak, the quarter pounder, you know, poor Ronald, he won't be able to show off his quarter pounder anymore because, you know, it's been banned in 19 states, one person dead, 49 sickened, hospitalized with E. coli. Now, can you blame it totally on the beef producers or is it the way that the meat was handled? Did somebody pick their nose and wipe it on that burger? I mean, what have they done? I've known people that have abused food before and they got fired for doing it. But I mean, can you trust drive-in food anymore? Well, apparently everybody loves it. Everybody loves drive-in food. You know, it's Burger King's Whopper versus, yeah, whatever. You know, it's really funny how they call it a quarter pounder and a Whopper, isn't it? And then you had that movie, Super Size Me. Remember that? Remember that movie? Sure you do. And the guy got sick eating all that stuff. Yeah, Super Size Me. Increase the size of my order. And then he got sick. I mean, he was constantly going to the doctor. The doctor says, look, they changed from this tallow to seed oils and McDonald's fries, and they're not healthy. So the next time you go to that drive-thru, think about what it's doing to your health and what it's doing to your kids' health. If you want grandchildren, yeah, you go ahead and get them the jab, and it's likely that you will not get grandchildren. You won't have anybody to carry on your legacy, but Bill Gates, I'm sure, will. They probably got his junk in a test tube. Denny's, meanwhile, they're slimming down. The budget-friendly, belly-busting chain is going to close 150 underperforming locations over the next year, cut hours of operation, and slash its vast menu as financially pressed diners cut back on spending. Denny's has about 1,500 locations around the country. They're going to shutter 50 by the end of the year, and the remaining 100 next year. They're underperforming, according to the VP, Steve Dunn. Just so you know, that Denny's coming soon to a thing near you. Yeah. Here's another thing that the mainstream media didn't tell you. Tulsi Gabbard has switched to the GOP. Oh, my. Yeah, she told everybody that at the Greensboro, North Carolina rally that Trump spoke at. Now, they reported on that, but they didn't tell you that Tulsi switched and is now a member of the Republican Party. So now here we have Tulsi in the Uniparty and Trump in the Uniparty. Yeah. And now you wonder about these two Florida women and what they were thinking. I mean, this is what society has become, folks. It's degraded. Now, I don't know if it's the liberal mindset that's causing this or what. But here in one instance, a Florida woman allegedly sicked a 103-pound Rottweiler on her boyfriend's 9-year-old daughter. And the dog killed the 9-year-old. Tyshale Elise Martin, 34, was arrested in connection with the death of the girl, Jamaria Sessions, charged with first-degree murder, aggravated child abuse, child neglect, according to Lake County Sheriff. The young girl was found dead in a home in Monteverde, about 25 miles west of Orlando. And she had all sorts of small punctures, abrasions, burns, bite marks. Obviously, she was abused. See something, say something? Well, I guess not. Looks like she was tortured by inflicted by fingernails and consistent with being struck by something, possibly wire. What do you think we ought to do to that woman? And here's another Florida woman, a 36-year-old woman, who Florida police have arrested, allegedly instructing her 10-year-old daughter to murder a baby by dropping the child on its head, causing serious injuries. This happened up in Escambia County there, up by Pensacola. Tara Alexis Sykes was arrested after authorities were contacted by the Gulf Coast Kids House over serious injuries reported to a 2-month-old baby who was expected to survive. I mean, is this craziness or what? I mean, that's just in Florida. What else aren't we being told? People are sick and twisted, folks. Be back with more news after these words. Stay with us.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
From the ranks of the disenfranchised, it's the government's worst nightmare. It's the Krieger Files.
18 minutes after the hour here on this Wednesday, our hump day edition of the Krieger Files. Before we went to break, we were telling you about those two Florida women that they're a little twisted. I wonder if it's got anything to do with this latest news report out by Reuters. I don't know whether I trust their reporting, but it's interesting they would even bring it up. A lot of people, these news reporters out there, they like to create content. They want to create news. They want to look for stuff to report on, whether it's actually newsworthy or not, because they think it's of relevant value to society. Like this news story from Reuters that says young women are consuming more pot than men for the first time in a historic shift in the $30 billion U.S. cannabis industry, prompting companies to revamp products and step up investments. Oh, there you go. The top cannabis retailers told Reuters they've started refocusing shelf space toward products that have proved popular with women, including edibles. That would be gummies, tinctures, topicals, stuff you rub on creams and whatnot, and beverages.
Oh, hey, man. Oh, far out, man. Hey, this is really good stuff, man.
Oh, man, I know. It smells like Michoacan, man. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You got to love that. Hey, every time I read these pot stories, all I can think of is Cheech and Chong, you know? So all of a sudden the voices come out of my head. Wow. This is what they're worried about. They want to create new products so that our American economy is screwed up. Women, according to Reuters, now make up 55%. 55% of the user base on Jointly, a cannabis product discovery app, and are even surpassing men in certain areas. In September, the average purchase size of female buyers exceeded $91 at Housing Works Cannabis Company, the New York first legal dispensary, compared with $89 by male buyers.
That's right. Women are ahead by 91. They're ahead by a length.
Yeah, all right. Updated branding market. You wonder, all this is just crazy, huh? Women aged 19 to 30 surpassed men of the same age in cannabis consumption for the first time since last year, according to a survey by whom? The U.S. National Institute on Drug Abuse. Wow. Hey, we got Reefer Madness going on again here. Oh, my goodness. You got to love that, huh? All this pot use. Well, maybe that's what's affecting those Florida women to do what they did, huh? You think? Yeah, do enough pot and then we'll just, you know, we won't worry about anything. By the way, Cheryl Ainoa, the chief technology officer of Walmart-owned Sam's Club, is leaving the company. Yeah, you know why? Well, look at what's going on with Amazon and whatnot, and they're saying, look, you got to report to work now. You have to show up if you want to continue to work here. Otherwise, go find another job. They did this at Meta. Well, Cheryl Ainoa, who's the chief technology officer for Walmart, is reportedly leaving because a new relocation policy. She can't live in San Jose, California anymore. She's got to move to Bentonville, Arkansas. Oh, God forbid. She has to move from a totally blue area to a totally red area. This new relocation policy forces thousands of corporate employees to relocate to Bentonville, Arkansas. Well, I'll tell you what. The Walmart group has spent gobs and gobs of money building up that area. We're talking about Fayetteville, Springdale, Bentonville, Rogers. That whole area is exploding. And they're building it up, and they want people there. They want their key players there. They don't want this nonsense with... But see, you can't tell people that are living in California right now that are entitled, well, I've done it this far, I've managed it this far, I'm going to stay here. No, you can't. So, you know, now she's leaving. Okay, fine. Go ahead and leave. And speaking of Arkansas... More on the natural state. Massive lithium deposits have been found there. And, of course, one U.S. Geological Survey lead researcher says, we estimate there is enough dissolved lithium present in that region. Oh, yeah. We are talking, see if I can find the name of that region there. Oh, yeah, so the Smackover Formation is what they call it. It's a remnant of an ancient sea which extends under parts of Arkansas, Louisiana, Florida, Mississippi, Alabama, and Texas. Known for its oil and bromine deposits, it recently gained attention for potential lithium in high salinity waters associated with deep salt deposits, according to the press release. So now, all of the companies are moving into southwest Arkansas. So they can go mine lithium now. You see, boy, whenever those resources come in, there's a corporation out there that wants to make money. You gotta love it, right? What's happening here in early voting? Well, according to Mark Halperin, he is a veteran political journalist. And what he is saying... If this is any, you know, consolation to you voters out there that are vacillating. Oh, did I just use a dirty word? Yeah, you're vacillating. You're trying to make a decision whether to go to the polls or not. For those of you, and I'll tell you something, you have a civic duty. If you are a registered voter, you have a civic duty to get your butt up your out of your chair, get in your car, and drive over to the polling place and cast your vote. And if early voting is going on right now, you do it. You get over there and you do early voting. You stand in a line if you have to. You know, the day of the show, November 5th, we are 2 weeks away from Election Day right now. And depending on the shift of the economy, you know, who gets in office, if you want to continue to see the economy suck wind, then you just keep doing what you're doing and sit on your butt and just complain. Well, sorry, but you can't do that. I don't want to hear people calling and complaining unless you're going to go vote. Then you can complain because your vote was stolen. See, the thing is that if you have overwhelming people saying we don't like the way the economy is, we don't like all these illegals in our country, we don't like, you know, catering to the New World Order, we don't like catering to deep state. If you really are that sick and tired of it, then why aren't you going to the polls and doing something about it? According to Mark Halperin, Donald Trump is set to become the next president of the United States, according to early voting data. Oh, now the Democrats are just scared. We're talking about the Democratic stronghold of Las Vegas, Clark County. Things are not looking good there. Biden won Clark County by a massive 521,852 margin. It's still early, but the numbers show the lead has shrunk to 4,500 votes. Donald Trump can't lose because Democrats can't possibly do well enough on Election Day. So what are they all about? They're about advanced ballot stuffing, ballot voting, whatever. As a matter of fact, according to Real Clear Politics, Trump is ahead of Harris in all seven critical swing states, Nevada, Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Arizona, and Wisconsin. Every time Kamala makes word salad, voters are reminded why they never liked her in the first place, according to Mark Halperin. So you got to love that, right? Now, what about the fact that Americans who never lived in certain U.S. states can still cast ballots there, according to the courts? We're talking about Michigan and North Carolina. You see, this is what they've been doing behind the scenes, folks. And what are we doing about it? You know, we got the Uniformed and Overseas Citizens Absentee Voting Act, which mandates that states accept ballots from Americans who live outside the country, but that requirement does not extend to citizens who have never lived in one of the states, Republicans said in filings earlier this year. In Michigan, the Secretary of State years ago issued rules that says spouses and children of overseas voters can get ballots themselves if they're U.S. citizens of voting age. So imagine that. You see why we're trying to close all the loopholes? And then you've got these computer systems out there, won't mention any names, that we don't trust. That's important. And then, of course, let's not forget that the Georgia judge blocked seven election rules, found the state election board lacked authority to implement them. You see how this thing is working? I mean, the courts are being utilized like crazy right before the election. Right up until, 2 weeks out, and this is what we're doing, right? So, you got to wonder about the outcome of this thing and what's going to happen if you don't cast your vote. This is a huge deal, folks. A huge deal for you not to go to the polls right now. Do you remember anybody but Carter? Remember that? Remember the ABC vote in remember Reagan was running against Carter in 1980, and what happened? Carter was trounced, 80 to 20. I mean, the percentage was so overwhelming. I mean, they can't steal an election if everybody votes for Trump. Everybody that wants change goes and does the right thing and votes for the lesser of two evils. I know you don't like it, but see, if I were to ask you, why do you hate Trump? You couldn't come up with a legitimate reason. I mean, you don't like his personality? Fine, I get it. You know, nobody likes Jamie Dimon's personality, yet he's still in charge of J.P. Morgan Chase. I mean, come on. You know, everybody, you're still banking at Chase. Why don't you just get out of Chase Bank if you don't like Jamie Dimon? Well, we can't do that. I mean, I like, you know, see, everybody puts their faith in big business and corporate, and then you get disappointed. And, of course, billionaire Bill Ackman has he filed something on X, formerly known as Twitter. There are two principal reasons why voters objected to scripted Kamala Harris. They want to know what she really thinks. With the questions given in advance, her team prepares the answers that she simply parrots. There's no opportunity to learn who Harris really is and what she stands for. It's just the way it is. And not only that, but now we find out that apparently she got into law school through an affirmative action program called the Legal Education Opportunity Program. And she went to the number 82 law school in the U.S. Go figure. You want to elect her as president? Really? What are you, nuts? We'll be back with Fred Jastrzebski. Stay with us.
Pursuing liberty. Using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Balance of Nature Supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm a doctor myself. I've used it, and I've turned a lot of my patients on to it as well. It's a good product.
I've actually taken the bottles up to them, and you know, my doctor, he tells me to keep doing it.
I am 87 years old, and I am an RN, and my PhD work is in anatomy and physiology. I watched your advertisement on TV, and I thought, I'll try it for just a month. I have stayed on it. Just think it is a marvelous product.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature Supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code ERIC.
It's a big day for Boeing. The big aircraft manufacturer set to report third quarter financial results. Then the company has to wait to learn whether striking workers will approve their new contract, go back to work. Striking worker Bartley Stokes Sr. says Boeing should listen to their employees.
We're the ones that make it happen, building the airplane. And they're still not recognizing the fact that they wouldn't be where they're at or be receiving what they're receiving if it weren't for us down on the floor building the airplane.
The fact is, Stokes says he's disappointed with the leadership on both sides of the ongoing debate.
We've been here a long time, and I feel that our negotiating team needs to be stronger, and Boeing needs to keep listening to the floor.
Boeing has already signaled it will post a big loss for the third quarter, the results of that union vote not expected until tonight. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Ed Donahue reports that a lot of people have gotten sick eating at McDonald's.
The CDC says at least 49 people have gotten sick in 10 states, from Wisconsin to Oregon. One person has died. Colorado has the most cases. An older person in that state died. Among those taken to a hospital, a child with severe kidney complications. I'm Ed Donahue.
LeBron James and Bronny James became the first father and son to play in the NBA together. It happened when they checked into the game together in the second quarter of the Lakers' season opener last night. The 39-year-old LeBron James is a top scorer in NBA history. His 20-year-old namesake son was a second-round draft pick by the Lakers last summer. They comprise the first father and son duo to play in the world's top basketball league at the same time, let alone on the same team. Looks like it'll be a slow start on Wall Street. Dow futures are off 209 points. NASDAQ futures down about 60. More from townhall.com.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Dave Krieger here. Are you having issues with your credit? With interest rates as high as they are now, this would be a great time to invest in yourself by getting a copy of the Credit Restoration Primer. So when mortgage home interest rates finally do come down, you'll have already taken the necessary steps to get your credit score where it needs to be so you can move forward in life. Thousands of consumers have benefited from the Credit Restoration Primer, and you can too. Go to cloudedtitles.com today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Taking back America, one consumer at a time. It's the Krieger Files.
And we are back after the break. Fred Duszewski with USCoinCapital.com joins us. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Well, good morning, Dave. How are you today?
I am doing fabulous. Now, a lot of people are, of course, concerned. And ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know who Fred Duszewski is, he is a this numismatic guy that is just like totally in the know. And the last time that I ordered $1,000 worth of junk silver from Fred, not only did I get in a fully insured package, I also got a copy, and I've got it sitting right here. This is just an awesome little thing, this guidebook of United States coins for 2025, and I'm like, oh, man, this is totally cool. Fred, you outdid yourself.
Thank you. Yeah, that is the official guidebook of United States coins. It's been published for 75-plus years. It's a great reference guide because it shows and talks about every single U.S. coin ever minted from the very beginning in the 1790s until this year. It has pictures of each coin and, you know, tries to estimate values in various conditions. It shows how many were minted. There's some background information at the beginning of the book that talks about the locations where physical coins have been produced, the various mints, Philadelphia, New Orleans, Carson City, et cetera, and the years that they produce coins, where the mint marks are located on coins. So I think anybody that's accumulating, even though most of our customers are not what I would call collectors, it's just great background information, and we just want to make sure that that's available to our customers. So, yeah, we threw that in as a free little goodie.
Well, I really appreciated it because, man, I opened that up and just got my mind blown because I can't believe how much history is in this book. Folks, you have to understand something, too. If you haven't been paying attention to what's going on, the BRICS summit opened yesterday in Russia, and the World Gold Council report confirms that the now nine-member BRICS bloc holds over 20% of the world's gold reserves this year. I mean, this buying frenzy began in 2022 after the U.S. unleashed sanctions on Russia, driving BRICS members to stockpile gold at a breakneck pace. Fred, what do you know about this? Do you have the inside track?
Well, central banks have absolutely been aggressively accumulating gold, as you mentioned, for the past several years, in fact, at a pace that we've never seen before, and the accumulation has begun to have an effect. I think I've talked in the past about the four variables that account for the regular price of gold, and one of the biggest ones, of course, is central bank purchasing. So as these major banking institutions are supporting their economies by accumulating gold, it represents two ideas. One, that they're having some difficulty in believing that their paper money value, whatever it may be within their own country, will remain as valuable. So they're hedging their bets. And also, it's like they're trying to provide themselves with protection. Now, in the case of what's happening with BRICS in Russia, we have a really interesting geopolitical dynamic. I mean, obviously, the United States has been trying to put pressure on Russia and Putin because we are not happy with the invasion of Ukraine. Simultaneously, however, there's been a tremendous amount of pushback against the United States, and Russia is trying to establish and become almost partners with the BRICS nations, which, you know, the U.S.-led efforts to try to isolate Russia are really not working well. And if this BRICS situation continues to develop, it may thwart the efforts of the Western economies to try to cut Russia off, which was part of their big plan. Obviously, we're seeing a lot of growth with the number of countries that attended this conference this week. I think it was 36 countries now. You know, this thing originally started, it was what, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. Now we're getting Ethiopia, Egypt, Iran, the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and some small countries, Malaysia, Azerbaijan. You know, but they're all beginning to talk about proposing even a big network to compete with SWIFT, for example, which was one of the ways we cut Putin out of the Western economies, as the SWIFT system allows countries to conduct commerce amongst each other quickly within different currencies, and we try to cut Russia out. Now they're talking about establishing their own system within the countries that have agreed to be part of BRICS. And effectively, this is basically destroying the efforts of the West to isolate Russia.
So the SWIFT system, for those that don't understand this, this is their own mechanism that works much like our central bank clearinghouse, does it not?
It does. And again, the idea was to try to provide simple, easy, and rapid liquidity between countries conducting commerce. To be cut out of the system, it just makes it much more problematic to try to conduct commerce across the world. And if we're trying to make efforts, and I say we, if the United States is making these efforts to try to isolate Russia, this was a big step. Cut them out of this process and make them kind of have to go individually between one country and another. There was no simple system. So what they're looking to do now, and again, it seems like they're gaining some traction here, is they're just saying, well, hell, we'll set up our own system, and the countries that are willing to work with us within, let's say, this BRICS system, will create our own SWIFT. Therefore, we don't care if we can't play within the Western U.S.'s system. We'll make our own.
Well, and see, yesterday we reported that Michael Yon posted an article saying that the bank, BIS, the Bank of International Settlements, has also moved into the gold market and is starting to become what we say under accumulation in the gold market. What have you heard on that end?
Yep, same thing has been happening there for the same reason. And look at what's happened to the price of gold. So gold has been under a lot of pressure. The suppression of both gold and silver has been extensive for many, many years, because it's always a sign that there's a fundamental flaw with the world of paper money. And they don't want to lose confidence amongst the people that do conduct commerce with paper funds. So they always want to keep the price of gold and silver down, because it's an indicator. It's sort of like a warning light on your engine that there's a real problem going on. But meanwhile, gold is now $2,740 an ounce. It's absolutely incredible the run it's taken. Silver is sitting at $34. It's up some 40% or more since just January 1st this year. So obviously, a lot of people are looking at the idea that they don't have the confidence in the paper funds, and most of the places around the world that have the opportunity to shore up the value of their wealth, they're not doing it by investing in a foreign currency, which was the standard way to do it. You know, if you thought the Chinese yuan was weak, well, you could buy Japanese yen, or you could buy U.S. dollars or euros. You could shift between the various currencies to try to stabilize any flaws within one part. But that's not working anymore, because all of the paper currencies around the world are experiencing the same problem. And it's this massive increase in money that is really creating it. And I don't think it's easy to understand this without looking at the numbers. In the last 12 months, there has been as much as about 40% of all of the money that has ever been printed has been added into the economy in the past 12 months. We're talking about $12 trillion has been added since 2009. That pushes the total of money supply now to $21.2 trillion worth of paper floating around. And if you think about that in relative terms, 21.2. Okay, so the 0.2, that 200 billion, that was the total money supply some 40 years ago. So the rapid increase in the amount of paper that's floating around the world, it has to start showing up. And my concern is that when they try to hide it by burying it under statistical data or just keeping it from being obvious, once in a while it blows up. And remember the last time in 2008 when the system blew up, we almost bankrupted the entire world's economy. If it blows up again this time, it would be much larger than 2008, which required an infusion of about $1 trillion overnight, or the entire economy would have collapsed. So if we face another fundamental problem like that going forward, $1 trillion won't do it. We're going to need a lot more paper. My expectation going back 4 years ago was that the U.S. is going to sit on $50 trillion worth of national debt within 10 years. I think we're now down to about 5 years from now, we will be holding $50 trillion in national debt. That will require so much money just in interest payments. I really foresee some economic problems going forward that will require the printing of so much additional paper money. All the central banks around the world will have to continue to provide wealth protection by accumulating more gold and silver. Even Bank of America is estimating that we're going to see $3,000 gold within the next couple of years. I mean, these are just remarkable numbers.
And you don't see that going down anytime soon because the amount of debt stuff floating around. I mean, that's all this is. Federal Reserve notes are nothing but notes. Notes are promises to pay. It's evidence of debt. It's evidence of our Congress that's gone crazy, spending like drunken sailors in a strip club, as I always like to use that term. But the thing is now, you've got 78% of oil trade within the BRICS bloc now being settled in non-dollar currencies. This is a scary thought. We're going to be back with Fred Jastrzebski after these quick messages to continue our conversation. You need to prepare for the fallout, folks, and get yourself in gold and silver. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Molesting your earballs one more time. It's the Krieger Files with your host, Dave Krieger.
All right, back at 48 minutes after the hour with Fred Jastrzebski from uscoincapital.com. That's 800-878-2646. You should be on the phone right now calling them. They're open. You need to be stocking up. I mean, I can't say enough good things about Fred. I buy my silver from Fred. I'm having a hard time, you know, because a lot of people, Fred, are having issues trying to come up with enough cash to buy what gold is at right now. Do you have any deals going on in gold?
Not so much in gold, but I do have a silver deal today. I do have a group of the silver dollars known as Morgan silver dollars. If you look at your little red book that you have, you'll note that the Morgan silver dollars were the standard American silver dollar made between 1878 and they ran through 1921, where there was a design change. So the Morgans, named after George T. Morgan, he was the actual designer who worked at the Mint who created the coin, they were struck as the standard U.S. silver dollars. And a variety of them were minted, some of them quite rare. There are actually examples that are worth hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. Standard ones, you know, in mint condition can run anywhere between 75 and a few hundred bucks. What I did is I put together a group of Morgan dollars that are all NGC graded in Mint State 63. What that means is that they've been independently certified and graded, not only as authentic, but also as mint condition, each one sealed in its own little tamper-proof holder, MS63 Morgans, a box, which is 20 coins that comes in this little row box. So each of the coin holders fits in a slot. 20 slots within the box. Normally, this would be $1,500 for the 20 coins. I have it available today for $1,350 delivered for any of your listeners, as long as I have the supplies available. $1,350 for a group of 20 mint condition original Morgan dollars dated between 1878 and 1921.
And see, people, if you've never bought silver before, understand that, yes, everything's got a premium because the dealers have to charge a premium to stay in business. Fred, for those that have never done this before, could you explain how the process works?
Sure. Different coins have different kinds of values. So the most common stuff are the what we refer to, I hate the expression, but it is commonly used, that it's called junk silver. And basically it refers to the circulated quarters, dimes, or 50-cent pieces, half dollars, quarters, and dimes. And this would be up to 1964, because that's when all the U.S. coins actually were made of silver. After the date of 1964, the silver drops to zero on quarters and dimes, and only 40% silver for the halves. So up to 64 and before, we have silver coins. Now, the circulated ones, so these are ones that are just like change, like you would have in your pocket, but happen to be made of silver. They carry the lowest premium over the value of silver that they're made of any coin. And they're very affordable because the premiums have actually come down dramatically from a high point where we were at $8.50 per ounce over spot for every silver coin. We're down now to about 40, 50 cents on average. So what that has done is it effectively has allowed somebody who hasn't bought silver yet to buy it as if the price of silver, instead of $34, is more like $28 or $29. We're basically paying the same for the coins today at $34 silver as we were when it was $28, because the premiums have compressed. Now, wow, on the silver dollars, like these old silver coins, they are much more valuable than just their metal content. They have a lot more what we call numismatic value, especially in mint condition. Dollars are much rarer than the quarters, dimes, and halves. So they're not something that we look at that is directly tied to the price of silver, although it is a big function of their value. They are a little bit more valued based upon their scarcity, particularly in the mint condition.
So the weight of the silver dollar is?
They weigh an ounce. There's 0.77 ounces of pure silver in each one. And even a circulated one would run around $35 or so for the worst possible examples. And again, these are mint condition examples that are selling for, you know, less than $70 a coin. And if you think about it, the grading fee, just to put a coin in a holder one at a time, is about $35. So effectively, these things are very inexpensive, and they've been performing quite well. So it's just a great way to accumulate silver. A lot of people have been asking us for something like this as holiday gifts. They love to give these things away. It's a wonderful way to add silver to your position without a lot of weight. And it's a great way to do it as a gift if you're looking for something for the holidays.
That's a great idea, folks. There's something new. Give silver coins away in the Christmas stocking, et cetera, et cetera. The gold in local currencies, this shift that BRICS is doing right now, is more than a geopolitical move. It's a warning sign. The financial system is unstable. I mean, would that be a fair statement?
Well, absolutely. I mean, we're running a deficit system where the amount of debt is growing so rapidly that the interest payments alone are becoming problematic. That is not a functioning system that's functioning well. It's seriously problematic. And the debate now between the two political parties as we come up to the election, you know, is how to differentiate between dealing with the amount of deficit spending. They're not going to solve it. They're simply going to decide how they're going to adjust their process to, let's say, who is going to benefit the most or the least from the way that they address the problem. But neither political process has a solution. Neither party can offer us an opportunity to say, okay, I'm going to come forward, and here we are, America. I have a solution for this $35 trillion worth of national debt, and this is what we're going to do, and we're going to be able to solve the problem. They can't. They can't even get to the point where they can stop spending currently more money than they're bringing in. And both parties have presented their economic plans, and they've been looked at objectively. And both plans would add trillions and trillions of dollars to the current debt. So the only question is, how rapidly does this impact the value of people's wealth? And we've seen what happens as inflation kicks in. Everybody experienced inflation in real terms in the past couple of years, to the point where it was arguably impossible to ignore. And this is the fundamental flaw with running an economy on fiat money. You're going to create a problem. And the problem is it's the public that's going to get screwed, because their buying power is going to be fundamentally reduced at an increasing pace, much more rapid than any increase in salaries that people are getting.
And here you have the IMF's chief economist out there saying global inflation fight has been largely won without recession. Who is this guy kidding, Fred?
Well, what they're talking about is inflation based upon statistical data that the government produces to look at it from their point of view. It is not objectively how we experience inflation in real terms. You know, remember, there are things like the consumer price index and things of that nature are skewed economic numbers that discount things that we all have to deal with. They don't count for things like, oh, insurance or health care. They don't count for food increases. They don't count energy increases. They discount all of these things that we actually in the real world have to deal with in order to create a statistic that looks better, because governments have to pay out cost of living increases based upon whatever their inflation rate is. They have a vested interest to keep that number down. What they're saying is that they may have reduced the rate inflation is growing, and there has been some success in that effort, but that doesn't mean that they've solved the problem by any means. People should not make that translation.
So the thing is that GDP, and people, here's another term that a lot of people don't, gross domestic product. People don't understand. I mean, the average American basically contributes, what, $171,000 to the economy over a lifetime. But the thing is that GDP is not affected by people hedging their bet, acquiring gold and silver. And these countries out there are not buying the coins, they're buying bullion. That would be a fair statement.
Well, a lot of different forms of gold are being accumulated by various different people. So many are buying it in coin form, some are buying it in bullion form, some are buying it in paper contract form. But the GDP represents the economic activity of America, if you look at it that way. And I've always said that, let's say the GDP, which is the amount of production of everything we do nationally, let's say that goes up by 10%, just for argument's sake, and the supply of money also goes up by 10%. Well, they would basically negate each other, and we would not experience a lot of inflation if that were the case. But that's not what we're having. We're having a GDP that's at 3%, and we have an expansion of the money supply at 14%. So in other words, we are expanding the supply of money much more rapidly than the growth of the economy could absorb. And there is simply no way to grow the economy rapidly enough to increase it fast enough to absorb the amount of money we're printing, because the government debt right now is so large that just to create the amount of money they need for interest payments takes more than they can bring in. So when we have all these worldwide systems all accounting for the same process, everybody is deficit spending, and it's just a question of who's spending faster. And people can speculate on whether one currency might look better than the other. But again, I think this BRICS problem, or issue, if you will, is fundamentally going to be the biggest issue going forward, because the value of the U.S. dollar currently around the world is based upon how people see the U.S. economy. Do they see us as strong, and do they believe in the future it will remain that way, or do they believe that all these financial systems will be flawed and that they will falter? And that's why people are accumulating gold and silver, and honestly, I think they should.
Well, yes, agreed. And we're doing it here at the Krieger Files all the time, folks. That's why we rely on Fred Dashefsky, uscoincapital.com. That's CAPITOL. 1-800-878-2646. That number's right on the tip of my tongue, Fred. I've already got it memorized. We appreciate your coming on and shedding light on the subject matter, Fred. Thank you so much. God bless you for the work you're doing, helping Americans to understand what's going on. Folks, if you have questions, call Fred. Start stocking up. Things are getting mission critical right now. In the meantime, it's been fun. We'll be back tomorrow with our Thursday edition of the Krieger Files. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. See you tomorrow.
God bless America.